Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Alex Van Pelt, how we doing this week?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Good. We're doing great, as always. You had the bye week, a week to, do some self-scouting and some reflection on the season as well. How would you say year one in New England has gone for you to this point?
Still growing, still developing. I think that's where we are right now. We're doing some better things than we did at the beginning of the season, so we're moving in the right direction.
What are you looking to get out of the final four games of the season on your side of the ball?
I love to win four games. I think that's the most important thing, is come out and try to win every Sunday. But, just continued growth, see the young guys get better each week, effectively running the football like we did last week, staying balanced as an offense, I think is critical for us at this point. So, just constant improvement is really what we're looking for.
Is it fair to say, and I've felt this way from time to time, thinking of some possessions going into the half, thinking of some possessions in the red zone, thinking of, for instance, against the Colts, the possession following the Christian Gonzalez interception that set you guys up with the football, that play calling has gone conservative at various points this year. Is it fair to say that has sunk in some of these games?
We got to execute. That's the big thing. We called two of our core runs after the interception. Didn't get enough yards. We had a 3rd and 8. We were a little loose in protection, but we had Pop one running wide open for a touchdown. So you could say it's conservative. I thought we had run the ball, established a run early in that game. 8 minutes to go in the game, we wanted to take some time off of running the football. We didn't get it done. But, I don't know if it's conservative. At times, we like to run the ball in the red zone when we get down there. Looking back, obviously, we didn't get it in. We're kicking field goals. That's not good enough. But, I'm gonna call what I think is best at the time during the situation. And I don't have any problems with the call, especially in the 8 minutes left to go in the game. Again, we got to execute better.
So it sounds like, from the way you're answering it, you already gave us the answer, but is that's purely you, or is that something where Gerard says, hey, let's run the ball here, let's run some clock here, let's be aggressive there? Is that purely your call?
Well, my call, I do what the head coach asks to do, obviously. And then in that situation, I know we wanted to run the football, especially after the interception. We wanted to run the ball. But I work for coach, and if coach says to run the ball, I run the ball. If he says be aggressive, I'm aggressive. So I get to call the plays. But again, Coach Mayo makes some of those decisions.
You know, you said yesterday at your press conference that Jalen Polk's slow rookie season might be in part from the early drops and maybe you set him back a little bit mentally. I wonder, as a coach, how do you go about fixing something like that? That's got to be one of the more challenging things to do as a coach, sort of get inside somebody's, mental.
It is. It's tough. But, I mean, that's part of building relationships with the players. You need to understand, kind of how they tick and what makes them work and kind of what triggers them to have ups and downs. And I think with Polk, it's just a matter of fighting through. It's never easy. As a rookie, you expect to come in as a high draft pick and have success right away. Maybe that doesn't happen. You hit some adversity. It's really how do you fight through that. So just continuing to, show confidence in him, him showing confidence in himself and making plays at practice, and hopefully transfer over to the games.
Talking to Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt. Speaking of the games this week, you're coming off the bye week. You have the Arizona Cardinals. What can we expect from their defense this week?
Yeah, very good defense. They're a little unique. They're not like a lot of other teams in the league. They give you some different personnel groupings. Buda Baker's an exceptional player. He really drives that defense. They give you some exotic looks, and they're a pressure team. So, even on first and second down, there's a high rate of pressure. On third down, there's a lot of zero coverage where there's nobody back, and they're trying to bring one more than you have. So they present a lot of challenges.
Drake May coming off probably his best performance of the season against the Colts. What did you like about his game 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, and he was on fire, really. I thought he threw the ball exceptionally well. His footwork was exceptional. The accuracy, the throws, the decision-making, really strong game for Drake. Continue to build on that this week. Again, just really impressed with his ability to, one, just come in and just be cool as a cucumber back there. Nothing really flusters him, good or bad. He's an even-keeled guy, and he's really developing well. I'm really proud of the process he's made throughout the year.
We're looking at a three-win Patriots team with a month to go. The offense is 31st in points, 31st in yards. Jerod Mayo was asked about this earlier in the week, whether or not he has been assured or told he'll be back next season. Do you feel like you'll be back next season, or have you been told you'll be back next season?
I'm trying to make it to Sunday, guys. That's it. Just trying to get the best thing out there on Sundays. We'll see what happens after that.
But you have not been told you'll be back next season?
No, that never comes up in the course of a season anywhere I've ever been.
A big story this week, obviously, is Bill Belichick taking the job down at North Carolina. And I know certainly you guys didn't overlap here or anything, but have you noticed just the college game and the NFL game sort of morphing together in a way, and maybe, NFL doing more college like type schemes and things like that? Do you see the two becoming closer together?
Yeah, I definitely do. But especially with the NIL money now, the kids are making a lot more money, coming into the league than they used to. And, teams are starting to hire general managers to handle all the finances and the recruiting and and who you bring in. So I can definitely see more of a meld between the two.
How do you think he'll do at North Carolina?
I'm sure he'll do well. I mean, he's an outstanding coach, obviously. I think, just him being down there, I think it's exciting for college football also.
Is it easier to scout, like just offensive players, for example, is it easier to scout them now that a lot of the same stuff, a lot of the same, offenses are being seen? Where I feel like 20 years ago, or even like when you were coming out of college, I feel like there was a much more radical jump, certainly in some of the offenses, going from like a Nebraska wishbone into, whatever they were running in the NFL.
Yeah, it's getting easier. I think you're still looking for the talent. I think that doesn't change. You can see explosiveness. You can see a guy's ball skills, his speed, all those things. Those really don't change. It's just now you're starting to see some of the systems come in from the college up into the pros. Now you can kind of translate that a little bit better. But really, when you're looking at players, you're looking at their skill set and how they would fit in your system.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's been a few weeks since we spoke to you here on this show. I'm trying to look again. Marcus Jones, I know, was a limited participant the other day. He didn't participate earlier in the week. He had started to work in on offense, so I don't know about his availability this weekend coming off the bye. Is that something you want to continue to do more of?
Absolutely. You know, he's a dynamic player with the ball in his hands, and I think, you know, we'll try to find spots for him. You know, it's kind of tough sometimes. Defense has a long drive. He's, you know, obviously getting coached up on the sideline. You don't want to steal him away from that. But we have a good system in place now where I can kind of give those guys a heads up what's coming. Hey, get Marcus ready. And then, you know, we have a handful of plays in each week for him now.
You know, you revealed a month or so back that he texted you and mentioned he had played offense. You said you were unaware of that. One of the big things with, you know, Gerard was breaking down silos and communication. How was that not communicated to you by members of the coaching staff? Like, how were you unaware of it?
I think that thing was completely blown out of proportion there. I knew he played offensive football. I just haven't thought about using him in an offensive role until that point during the season. So I was aware that he had played on the offense before. I'd watched the plays. And at some point when he reached out to me, I said, well, let's get him going on the offensive side. He got blown out of proportion.
You know, was there a reason why he wasn't used earlier in the season? I don't know if it had to do with you guys were carrying more wide receivers, I think, than anybody else in the league. What, did it have something to do with that, or are you just trying to work on other guys? Why the delay?
Yeah, the biggest thing is probably just getting our offensive guys playing. we're a new offense going into this, you know, into this year, so just trying to get our guys to play good offense first. But anytime you have a chance to be explosive, we weren't very explosive at times during the first part of the season, so we were looking for more explosive plays.
How does the bye week work for you at this point in time? Is it do you get a little bit of time away? Is it still a lot of work? How does that work?
A lot of work early in the week, kind of going back and reflecting on what you've done well, where you can make improvements with your self-scout. But then having a little bit of time during at the end of the week where we got to go back with the family to our place in Pittsburgh and spend a few days with the in-laws.
Okay.
Oh, real quick, Cole Strange activated off the PUP list. Could we see him make his debut on Sunday?
I hope so. I hope he's getting closer. I know we'll just work through that as the week progresses here. You know, he's practicing now, which is great. I'm proud of him for fighting back and getting ready. We would love to see him at some time here in these last four games for sure.
Okay. He's Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt. It's the Patriots. It's the Cardinals on Sunday coming off the bye week, all part of a Patriots Friday and our coordinator series here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Alex, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Alex Van Pelt joining us here, brought to you by Rate and by McFarlane Energy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.